I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
What's going on, man?
Hey, Luke, we're back here with Caleb Chase over there doing some homework. We're back with another baseball podcast. That's you can expect us here for the rest of the baseball season. Hopefully longer. I don't know. They didn't like us on the offseason last year. I guess offseason did suck. So we're back. We're ready to roll. Talking about the NL West today, your favorite division.
Yeah.
Your but Dodger first, love, I see
but
it.
But first, Nick.
You got the things?
The plugs,
you got
man.
The plugs? I got the plugs.
One of you.
PSO Sports 1 on Twitter and Instagram. Pointless Sports Opinions on YouTube, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts.
Apple Cobbler.
Facebook.
Do we have Apple Cobbler here?
No.
Also thinking, you guys should definitely just change everything to one name so it's easier for people to look up.
Nick, if it was that easy,
yeah,
do you think we would have done it already?
Yeah, it's not that easy.
You know, that's a brilliant idea, Nick.
Yeah.
You should run for freaking president. Mm-hmm.
Trump did it. Why can't I? I'm poor. That's it. All right. Talking baseball. So the big news that dropped, they're going to have some cool little rule changes. I don't know if they're really that cool.
Yeah, rip them, Nick. Let's hear it.
Rip them. So effective immediately for 2019, one trade deadline. No more waiver trade deadline. So only
really?
July 31st is the last day you can make a trade in the MLB. No more Astros getting Justin Verlander. On August 31st to win a World Series, that stuff's not flying anymore. Hmm. Which cool, That's cool. I like it. Whatever.
Like it too.
We're just gonna rip them and then we can talk about them. This one, these are straight from MLB trade rumors. You guys can figure this out yourself. All-star voting will be conducted by fans online, but the top three players at each position in each league will not participate in an All-Star Day election. The top three vote getters at each position in each league will receive bonus payments. So. Those guys are gonna get paid, and there's a purse.
What
now.
Is an election?
I don't know. Fan vote.
You said All Star Day election.
What does that mean? That's where they get. I think that's where they get like to start. Maybe I don't know.
Are they picking teams?
That'd be cool.
Sounds
I don't know.
Like
Do we know
what
that means?
Like.
No idea. No idea. This
hey
is
Chase, just, how's your homework coming? Can you give that a Google? What's the All-Star Game election? What is that?
All-Star Day election for MLB.
All right, we'll come back to that.
Yeah. Home Run Derby will now include a $2.5 million purse. So
wild.
The winner of the Home Run Derby gets $1 million, and I'm guessing they're going to divvy up the other 1.5, as in whoever hits the longest home run, whoever hits the most home runs, whoever hits the most gold balls, or something like that. They'll probably divvy it up, make it more fun for the players, make them try harder. $1 million to – I would – You put me out there, coach. I'm going to start taking steroids. Be a guy in the minor leagues.
I think it's just going to push more stars.
It'll be fun. Yeah, and I bet you it will push a lot more stars. So we'll see more Harpers and Stantons and Judges out there.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. Mound visits. Last year they were 6 was the max. Now it's 5. This one's good for the fans. Commercial breaks are now just going to be 2 minutes.
All right, Chase has it.
All right.
That is way too complicated.
Thank you very much. day will take place late June or early June.
I was gonna say what you just said into the mic, but I don't even know how to translate it.
I don't know what it means.
Top three vote getters from the fan ballot will then be voted on that election day, and I guess
to figure out who starts.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. We'll figure it out.
Who votes on it? I have so many.
I'm thinking the fans probably do.
Guess we'll see it All-Star break.
If you guys can help PSO baseball, we're idiots. send us some answers. We need them. Caleb, this one's for you. The MLB and the MLPA will form a joint committee to discuss further issues and rule changes.
Why is that? How is that as much for me as it is for you?
I just wanted to let you know.
All right. Thank you.
Joining together.
Yeah. So I think that's a joint. Membership will be actually really, really smart. They need to work together, make sure they don't strike. So, yep. This is in 2020. Those things were beginning this year. This is in 2020. Roster size will be 26 man rosters instead of 25. No more 40 man rosters next year. I don't like it.
I don't like that either.
We'll get back to it. So it's going to be a maximum of 28, and then there will be a maximum number of pitchers you're allowed to have on your staff too. Oh no. Messed up here, guys.
Google Doc malfunction.
There's a really, really new dumb rule. Position players are only eligible to pitch in extra innings or if their team's up or down by 7 runs.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. Why? Who is that angry old one man who's like, I hate seeing these guys pitch. Let's fix it.
I mean, we had a lot last year.
I love watching them pitch. I love watching them throw that 49-mile-per-hour curve in there and watching it just buckle someone's knees or getting launched out of the ballpark.
Yeah.
One or the other. And then certain two-way players like Shohei Ohtani will be eligible to be a pitcher. They will just have to pitch 20 innings and have 20 game appearances to be considered a pitcher in whatever DH outfield eligible. So,
dang,
it's weird. I don't know why they're kind of stomping down on that, like position players pitching and such.
That's strange.
But they would be considered pitchers and hitters, so I don't think they would have to follow that limit there of 7 innings or extra innings or 7 rounds or extra innings. Kind of dumb. The 3-batter rule is coming into effect next year. So, relief pitcher, bring him in the 6th inning. No outs. He's got to pitch to at least 3 hitters. And then he can be pulled out after that. Stupid.
Is this the time thing?
Yeah, they're trying to do time constraints. It's stupid. Yeah.
I think this year's 2 batters.
No, they're not doing anything this year.
Nothing yet this year.
They can only remove him if he's injured. And then if he comes in with 1 out in the 6th and gets 2 outs in a row, he doesn't have to come in and pitch the 7th.
We can have
one batter.
Fake injuries?
Maybe. I know they're trying to crack down on it before it even happens. If the players will be fined for faking injuries. But I don't know. Why not? My finger hurts, Coach.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Oh, yeah, my elbow's sore.
Yeah,
that hurts.
Too hard. They're going to see it a lot.
For sure.
So,
did you say they didn't? If they finish the inning, do they have to come back?
No. Oh, okay. So, you know, if they pitch to one guy, hopefully, you know, that's when you can use your lefty specialist. Yeah. Throw it in for a lefty.
So I guess it doesn't hinder it that much.
Terrible.
It just has to be two outs.
If you got, you know, one guy who comes in and he has nothing, he doesn't have it at all, walks 2 guys and lets up a hit.
He's got to.
Then you're in trouble there.
Yeah.
But you can take him out after that. But if he walks 2 guys in a row, like Greg Holland coming in last year for the Cardinals, 2 guys in a row, you're like, well, he doesn't have it. Let's pull him.
Yeah.
You know, he's got to suffer and go through one more guy.
Yeah, that's goofy.
So, that could be very.
This is loaded.
We gotta speed it up, though.
Very, very, very bad for some teams when they got a guy who's not on and walks 3 guys or let on 3 base runners in a row and gets that quick hook. And then the minimum length of stay for a pitcher who are often from the minors are placed on the injured list will go from 10 days now back to 15. So I think that's only for pitchers, and I think that's because, you know, a pitcher is gonna miss 1 start on the 10-day DL instead of 2 or 3 on the 15.
Yeah.
I just think it makes it where. Kind of knocks off that strategy, you know, how they were doing it last year, throw a guy on the 10-day DL, he'd come back and start after missing 1 start. Now it's going to be a minimum of 2 starts. This is subject to input by the newly formed joint committee. So we'll see how that goes here.
The joint committee. We love the joint committee. We're very pro-joint
committee. So there's some new rule changes, huh? I don't like some of them. Some of them are cool. I like the All-Star game. I think they should switch it up.
I didn't hear any that jumped off and it was like, oh, that's going to help, besides the joint committee.
Yeah, the home run derby is going to be much more fun. It's always been fun. I've always liked watching it.
I guess, yeah. And is it going to go to charity?
I think players will probably either say, hey, I want this $1 million, or... But those dudes in the minors, like, making $500,000,
I was gonna say,
they're going to be like $1 million to hit... Yeah.
I know he's not a hitter, but your Blake Snells of the world that aren't making any money, but
are
going to
be like
studs.
$1 million? Okay. Yeah. So...
You know, that's double my salary.
Yeah. They should have done is had a pitcher's home run derby. I would like to see that.
That'd be interesting. That's a little shtick.
Yeah.
Just have like three pitchers.
It'd be fun, dude. Compete against each other, something like that. So, yeah, the rule change is weird. They're just trying to make the game faster, which is dumb because if you like baseball, you're going to figure it out real quick that it's a very, very slow game. Mm-hmm. And you like it for reasons that are not considered or dealing with the pace.
That's why it's unique.
Yeah.
It's like the only professional sport not bound by time.
No clock, baby. That's why it's so interesting. Yeah, no time limit.
They should embrace that.
There's clocking out, baby. 2 minutes. 10 seconds.
2 minutes,
15 seconds.
But I think they have currently curbed the pitch clock idea because of that 3-batter minimum. I think that was like a trade-off they made. Something like that. But I know that they have put that on hold for now, which I like because I think the pitch clock is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. You also have to have the umps enforcing these. And
yeah, you do.
It's going to be lenient umps. So
I think some of them will because some of them are probably agreeing with us that most of these are silly. I think Rob Manfred's kind of not doing the best for the league. I think he's just sees an option. And he's like, this is a good idea. I'm running with it. And
he's just trying to figure it out.
He's running with this wrong idea, man.
Yeah.
But he needs to find a way to market these players, not constrict how baseball goes.
1,000,000,000%.
Yeah, so we'll see how
it's
that goes.
It's so goofy because, like, you can see their faces, and it's not like they're covered up.
No, they're not, like football.
Yeah.
You don't know what these guys look like, but, you know.
I don't know.
8 out of 10 people probably walk by Mike Trout and be like, I don't know who that guy is.
Right, which is a crime.
I know, dude. I mean, he probably loves it.
Yeah.
He picked the right sport. If you don't want to be recognized, guys.
Play baseball.
Play baseball.
Be awesome at baseball and not name Bryce Harper.
Don't be Francisco Lindor either because that dude's, wide smile. I would probably be able to pin him out in a freaking lineup real quick, dude. But I like Lindor, you guys can tell.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Indians, they signed Carlos Gonzalez, former Rocky. He's on a 1-year deal, minor league contract. He can earn up to $3 million. That dude finally got signed. I've been waiting for that.
Who signed Dallas Keuchel?
No one yet. Keuchel Kimbrel's still sitting there with their thumbs up their butts and their arms just going to waste. So, yeah, like that. So, Kimbrel's a future Hall of Famer. I don't know why he's unsigned still. I guess it's because he's 31.
It's money.
He's
money,
31. And he
wants asking for too big of a contract.
The big dog's got it. It's the greed.
It is the greed. You're
right.
It's
my favorite Luke take. It's also the only Luke take.
There are no Luke takes here except the money. Yeah, you're right, dude. It is the money.
That's why he didn't sign with the Astros. It's too low.
Wouldn't they rather play than not play?
He is playing. He's playing in Boris is like.
Oh, their developmental camp. Yeah. Because I'm pretty sure.
I read an article on it. That's what they said he's doing.
They made that last year because of all the guys sitting out spring training.
They said Kyle Loesch did the same thing.
Kyle Loesch.
In 2013. So.
Did something like that?
Yep.
That's crazy, dude. So we'll I still can't believe it.
We got what, 12 days, 13 days, something
like
that?
The 18th today, so 10 days.
Yeah. And
I'm excited.
I think he'll be picked up by
the next
beginning.
10 days?
Yeah.
I think it's a good take. I agree. Someone's going to want him. Someone's going to be like, we need more arms in our bullpen.
They're saying, I think.
Well, someone just got hurt. Cubs.
A lot of guys got hurt.
Who just got hurt?
Strope. Pedro Strope.
Strope.
I saw the Cubs were runners, but I don't think Kimbrel's going to want more than – he's not going to be like, okay, give me a year. I'll play for you guys for a year and then
it's
nothing.
It's going to be high money, though.
If you give him a year and 15 to 20 mil, yeah, but I don't know how many teams
That's
are willing.
A lot for a year.
I don't know how many teams are willing to shell
would
out that
much. Would the Astros ask one? Or would they, like, five?
I don't even know, man.
Teams are going to be much more willing to give you a high dollar amount if it's for 1 year.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's –
definitely.
It's almost – I don't know.
But I think he's saying
it's not
no.
A very big
no to the 1-2 year deal. I don't want to do it. He wants that 5-year contract.
Because, like, if you think about it, if you have cap space laying around now,
use it. Yeah.
Then you
one,
just
yeah,
dying.
It's not going to hurt for this year, especially at the beginning of the year, 1 year. If anyone can get Kimbrel, get him. But you got to reason with him, man. He seems like he's just wanting to wait it out until he gets that big contract. And apparently, no one wants to give it to him. So he's just going to sit there in limbo, shit out of luck. Waiting. So we'll see how that goes for him. Keuchel, I think also in the same boat, but we'll see.
He needs to talk to the joint committee.
Talks to the joint committee. You're right, dude. Figure this out. All right, one more thing from around the league. Carlos Santana.
Yeah.
He was on the Phillies last year, got traded back to the Indians. We're on an Indians run right now. He had a freak out at the end of the Phillies season. They had like lost 9 games in a row, and he went back to the clubhouse during a game they were losing, and he saw these players, he didn't name them, playing Fortnite. So he goes back into the dugout, grabs a bat, goes back into the clubhouse, and smashes his TV while they're all playing Fortnite. He was pissed, apparently.
That was the hot thing last year.
Yeah, you're right, dude. And playing in the clubhouse during a game. I think it's hilarious. Carlos Santana, I like bringing that fire. He's a veteran. He's probably like, I got to do something. These kids are just playing. Takes that bat to the TV. Wrong thing, Carlos. Yeah. You got to break the console. Okay, that's from all around the league. I didn't have a whole bunch. We just got spring training going on. Guys getting hurt. I don't really know who's hurt. Pedro Strop was one of them.
Severino's hurt.
Yeah, Severino for the Yankees will be out until May at least. No huge, huge notable names besides that I really know. Bryce Harper got pegged in the foot the other night, but
ankle.
He's fine.
Luckily, Jesus. You see him drop to the ground, you're like,
please don't have a hairline fracture. Please don't have a hairline fracture. That's right. He's got 12 more years if he gets hurt this year.
That ball skipped, too.
Dude, it was hard. Like a 90-something mile per hour pitch. Good. He's okay. He's fine. I think everyone else is doing okay. We'll see. I'm sure in the next week or so, we'll see. Did you guys see Ichiro throw that cannon of a ball on Twitter?
Yeah. Big Dog sent that to us.
It was awesome,
Chase
dude.
Likes that.
I love watching.
What's his name?
The Silver Fox.
The Silver Fox.
Man's 45 Silver years old, Fox. Dude. 45, and he can throw the ball better than 95% of outfielders in the major leagues. Love him.
It was a bullet.
He's one of the best players of all time. He's got like more hits than Pete Rose, if you're considering.
Chase says he's the greatest hitter of all time.
More hits than Pete Rose, considering his Japanese League stats and his MLB stats. Mm-hmm. Dude
okay,
is,
but never mind.
What do you got over there? It's a good competition.
Do we
over
count
there.
The minor league hits?
Are you saying the Japanese leagues are minor league?
Do I count my wiffle ball league hits?
It's very important.
Like, what are we talking
in
about?
In Japan, it's the Nippon Baseball League is very, very
I
big over there.
I understand that, but it's not the Giants. MLB.
It's
why does that count? I understand that. I'm not discounting Ichiro. It's just the goofiest shit in the world that we count hits from another league.
I'm not counting hits. I'm just adding those together. It's a frame
okay,
of
you could say that.
Frame of reference, man.
I'm not disagreeing or agreeing.
You would get in a batter's box in the Nippon Baseball League, and you would shit your pants.
Did I say I wouldn't?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, why does it count? Like,
I'm just saying collectively, it's a competitive baseball league.
You're right.
One of the most competitive in the world, probably.
Those numbers should be nowhere close to each other. They should be another
why?
Universe.
There's guys who come from Japan who compete in that league and then come in the MLB and compete here.
Doesn't even make sense.
And there's guys who play in the MLB.
It's separate entities. I understand that it's hard. It just doesn't make sense.
I'm not saying. I'm just putting it in a perspective.
I get
as
that.
A great of a hitter he is. He has over like 4,200 hits.
Yeah,
which
he's got a lot of hits.
I'm sure you know. Back in the 30s and the 40s, there's some Negro League players who probably had 3,000 hits who played the Negro Leagues for 20 years and were better than you know all the guys in the MLB. It's just different situation. Guys in Japan aren't all going to be able to make it here in the United States. No way. So, I'm just frame of reference, watching how... Just adding on to Ichiro's excellence.
Dude, Stephen Marbury's Chinese League point... Is he the greatest basketball player of all time? I mean, it is. He scored points in the Chinese League and the NBA. It's the same thing. But he was, like, the greatest Chinese basketball player of all time.
Ichiro played 8 years there. If he was 20 years old in the MLB, he would have at least...
That's fine. That's fine. I'm not disagreeing.
I'm thinking it's hard to compare different sports leagues.
Yes,
from like
it doesn't make any sense.
Different countries.
I don't know why
like,
we do that.
That too, but like even then you're adding on Chinese league to a Japanese baseball league. Chinese baseball league, that's so different then.
Yes, it's all
now
very
it's
different.
More skewed. So,
it's very different. Yeah, I don't understand.
I'm
why
just saying as a frame of reference
breath.
For Ichiro Suzuki as an argument for being one of the best hitters of all time. Dude's got like.
40, a lot of hits.
43 professional or 4,300 baseball hits. Professional,
at least 43.
Professional baseball hits. Yes. I love Ichiro. He's probably one of my favorite players. He really is.
Silver Fox, big dog.
He's a better hitter than Pete Rose.
Probably a better person.
I'm a better person.
Oh, dude, he just liked to gamble. You know, he gambled on his teams, and his teams won like 60% of the time. So, good. I like those odds. He won. Pete Rose, sign me up, baby. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be betting on your teams with you, buddy. Oh, well. He is the Hall of Fame, right? Shoeless Joe, Pete Rose. It's fine.
4,367 hits.
That's a lot of hits.
It's a lot of hits.
Different leagues, though.
Yeah,
so we kind of got to Take it with a grain of salt here. How's that?
You don't have to do that. No. Just, why do we have to?
I'm putting salt.
Why are they in the same? Oh.
I'm putting salt on it.
It's too much salt.
All right.
Don't over salt. We'll jump. Luke, how do you feel about salt?
No, man.
When it snows.
No salt.
When
no
you
salt.
When it snows, or if it, when it's when it's about to snow, do you put the salt down before, or do you let it snow and then put it down after?
Do whatever you gotta do, man.
Nah, put it down before, dude.
Luke.
Do whatever you gotta do. Get your Cardinals news.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we've probably been needing to do that for about five.
We got more news?
Yeah, dude, I got...
I'm going to shut up.
I got so much stuff. Yeah, right? Cardinals offense has been one of the worst in spring training. You're a Cardinals fan. I'm a Cardinals fan. How do you feel about that?
Goldschmidt hit a home run today.
That's on my note, too. Yeah, dude, I was watching. That's like the inning of the game I watched.
So we're recording this on Monday, March 18th.
18th, yeah. So it was cool. It was awesome. It was like down and in, and you just pop the bat head. You're like, oh, can't wait to see that... 30 to 35 times a year.
More than just 1 year.
Yeah, that too. I would love to see Goldschmidt in a Cardinals uniform until he's 40. I don't care. Hopefully the DH here in 5 years.
Albert, huh?
Yeah, I would have still liked to have seen Albert in a Cardinals uniform, even though he would have been a decrepit, cane-walking old man. But it's fine. He's already doing that for the...
Angels.
And he's probably taught Mike Trout everything. He probably is the reason Mike Trout has been able to sustain his excellence.
Yeah.
I think he took his excellent hitter energy into
Mike Trout
and then gave it to Trout in some sort of
said, you take it
ceremonial yeah, something like
you
that.
He transferred
torch.
The powers. That's
some
why
ritual.
He sucks.
Yeah, some ritual of dark magic he gave it to Mike Trout. So that was cool. What else? Dylan Carlson, young minor leaguer, 20. He's younger than all of us here.
But he's 18.
No, that's Gorman.
Oh.
He's also a stud.
He was born in what year?
Nolan Gorman, he's the third base prospect, born in 2000. He hit a home run the other day in spring training.
The hell?
That kid's going to be a stud. I'm pretty sure he's the next Oscar Tavares for the Cardinals, probably.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ripped. Dead.
Yeah. Along with our Cardinals' hopes and dreams of our next Albert Pujols. But this guy's the real deal, Gorman, so I'm excited to see him come up probably next year or the year after. I'd love to see the Cardinals have some 19-year-old raking up here, dude.
That'd be sweet.
I'd feel worse about myself, but I don't care. As long as the Cardinals winning, I feel like shit.
Because he's 19.
Like, what am I doing with my life? Dylan Carlson, another young guy, 20-year-old outfielder. He looks really good. He could be another big guy.
Is there room for him right now?
No.
No.
Not now. But Ozuna's going to be gone here soon, next year.
Yeah.
Fowler.
Do we know that?
They're going to re-sign him? They're not going to re-sign him. He's one of the marquee free agents in the next year's market. He's getting so much money that the Cardinals are not going to offer him. They'll come in second place.
Again. I don't think it's for sure.
Maybe he liked it here so much. Maybe
if he hits 35 home runs this year.
Yeah, the money's going to be
just letting him walk.
The asking price. You give him an offer, but I don't think you're going to be able to meet someone else's offer that really needs an outfielder.
Yeah.
From some dude who's 29 and has had three good seasons in a row. If he hits really well this year, I mean, last year was a good year for him. To be honest, he was hurt.
Yeah.
Didn't have a shoulder to swing with, so he's still at 280, drove in like 90 runs and 25 home runs. It's money, baby. Brett Cecil's going to open the season in the DL. Lost a lot of weight, changed his mechanics, still sucks. Same old Brett Cecil, you got to cut his contract, just eat the money.
Yeah.
You got 2 years left of him. He's been awful.
We have so many pitchers.
Last time he was good, was Blue Jays?
Blue Jays, yeah. So like 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah. So Mozeliak, terrible move.
Yep.
And he's made a few of those, like... we'll see how it goes.
Been a lot of those.
I'm still a believer in Dexter Fowler still. I think he's awesome for the clubhouse. I think him and Goldschmidt will kind of unite everyone. I think they're going to be good buddies because they're right around the same age. Yeah, that's what we want. And I think they're going to both be good parts of this lineup. I do believe in Dexter Fowler still. I don't know what you guys think. He's like 32.
I don't know what to believe in.
His drop off. He's not the player you saw last year. He's more the player you saw the first year.
Hopefully.
When he hit 265 and, you know, dropped 15 bombs. And that's what you want out of him. That's what they signed him for.
What about the Cubs, Dexter Fowler?
Yeah, that one.
That's the one we signed.
That's the one who got all the money.
Yeah.
And that happens, guys.
I think he's dead.
I think there's a little bit of that still in there somewhere. I don't think there's ever going to be numbers like that again from Fowler getting on base.
Just get on base. Just get on base and steal.
He's too old to steal. His legs are going to poop out on him. He needs to just hit 270, 280, score 90 runs.
Sour.
Yeah.
Sour on him.
I know you are. He had his year last year soured so many Cardinals fans. So I can understand why. I like him. I think he's a really good leader. I think that's why he's going to play fine. He's probably not going to play against lefties. You're going to see big old Tyler O'Neill out there. So, I mean, you'll see Fowler play 120 to 130 games, which I'm okay with it. The way you're paying him, maybe not going to be happy with it, but oh well.
You think he'll play that much?
O'Neill or Fowler?
Fowler.
Yeah, I think so. Unless he gets hurt or unless he...
I think he's got to be really good to play that much.
I just don't think he can hit, you know, 180 again.
I think O'Neill's going to play a lot. No?
He's having a good spring training.
He's having a great spring. He hit a home run today.
Yeah, you want to see what you have there.
I think that's what next year's for. I think that was 2020 is for when Ozuna Why? Was. Because you got a spot for him then.
We have a spot for him now.
You don't. You have Marcelo Ozuna, you got Harrison Bader, and then you have Fowler. You're not paying Fowler, what, 70?
Fowler hasn't earned nothing.
He earned $85 million.
The Cubs Fowler earned $85 million.
There you go. You gotta put him out there for that much money.
No, I disagree.
You're going to leave your brand new shiny toy car in the garage.
You know what?
Because
shit happens.
You had to rebuild the engine real quick.
Shit happens. You got Tyler O'Neill begging to hit 30 home runs in the major leagues, yeah, 40, and he just wants a shot.
40 home runs. Dude, that dude's just going to – he's going to be like Pedro Alvarez. Lots of home runs.
I'm trying not to be optimistic Cardinal fan.
You are being one right now. You love him.
No, I like him.
You're like touching his pecs right now.
I'm not saying 40 home runs.
Strong arms. He just hits the ball really hard, and he's going to hit line drives that just – like a Matt Holliday kind of. You remember how Matt Holliday would just hit those laser beams
out? I remember that guy.
I think O'Neill's going to be like that. He's just going to hit the ball so hard. You're going to be like, what? How'd that get out so quickly? And how'd that get out? So I think that'll be cool to see him play more. I think O'Neill will start 50 to 75 games. He'll come in and be a defensive switch also.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Because trading him and Fowler's bet, not a problem. They're,
what?
Like, you know how a couple years ago, Matheny would switch out Matt Holliday for a freaking, I don't know, who the hell was a third out or fourth outfielder for those teams. But he'd get out Holliday and he'd take out his bat for a defensive replacement.
Yeah.
You hated seeing Shane Robinson go in for Matt Holliday. This year, if you see O'Neill go in for Fowler, you're like, okay, that's cool with me. You're not going to see that problem.
Who would you rather have in the lineup?
Fowler. Right now, Fowler. I just want to see what he does. I need to see it.
I want to see it too, but...
That's where you, there you go.
What do you think?
I think Fowler.
Yeah.
Too, yeah. Give him a shot.
You have to.
Yeah.
What are you going to eat that money? You're going to eat...
It's a short leash,
$45 million. I think if he starts out for the first in April and he hits...
If he has the same year he did last year.
Of course, he's not going to get any love, but that's not going to happen.
Hopefully.
Prove
me wrong, guys.
If you got 10 days, you'll see.
Him and Carpenter both had bad luck last year. They would hit the ball hard, but they would just hit it to the wrong spot. But
prove me wrong.
You're right. Okay, prove him wrong. You're right. All right, I got a good little take, so... I was just thinking of stuff. What has to happen for the Cardinals to be successful? This one's for you, Chase. Adam Wainwright's going to make 25 to 30 starts and have a sub-4 ERA.
Oh.
If he makes that many, though.
This isn't making the podcast, is it?
I don't know. If Wainwright starts 25 to 30 games, his ERA is going to be under 4. I'm not saying it's gonna, but that's the way he stays and pitches in the rotation. Chase is having a... freaking meltdown over there. He's out. He's walking leaving, out the door.
Dude. He's putting on his shoes.
Good riddance.
He's leaving. He's not coming back.
But I think that's also going
to
be making...
Did you say 25 to 30
starts? That's going to make him successful. If he gets in there,
Yeah, no shit. That would make me successful too.
If he even gets that many starts.
Yeah.
He ain't getting that many starts.
Yeah. But if he doesn't get hurt, if he doesn't get hurt and makes, you know, 150 innings and has a sub 4 ERA, I love it. For that signing, that's a lot of production on him. I don't know if it's going to happen. I know the light. I want to see you eat that love dog hat. So
love dog hat, be on the lookout for the love dog's love game.
But do you guys have any other ideas, you know, this well, certain situation
what
has
you
to
just
happen.
Said was insane.
Yeah, I like insanity a little bit. You got to keep it, you know, on a good line. Same thing, right? Do you guys have any takes? Like, Cardinals have to be successful, or this will happen, and the Cardinals...
pitching has to be good. Well, I mean, like relievers.
I agree. I think that's one of the more reliable things they have. To be
completely
honest,
their rotation is definitely the best part of the team.
Gant was ass the other day.
He was good today.
Then it was
Gomber.
Gomber.
No, I don't know. Gomber was okay. I don't know.
One of the two were awful.
Yeah.
The other day.
They got lit up
like
five runs. Yeah, I remember.
It was bad. It was the first inning. He was just getting.
It was Gomber. And I think he settled down. He pitched like 4 or 5 innings and let up.
It was bad.
He let up like 3 runs in the first. Yeah.
I agree with you. If the rotation is good, they're going to contend for the playoffs.
I don't think it's got to be the rotation and then the relievers. And, I mean.
I don't know.
I think the
bullpen
will be
just
good.
Mesh them all together.
You're right.
It seems like there's so many changeable parts.
Yeah, you have 4 guys that are in the bullpen that can start. So just the whole staff in general has to be great.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if great. They have to be good.
How do we quantify good?
3.5
ERA and lower for the team. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I think that's the best part. That's what I'm the biggest believer in. And I think I think the offense will just be there.
Hopefully.
It's been the worst in spring training. We'll
you know
see
what?
How that goes.
Dexter Fowler has to be good.
Dexter Fowler, dude,
no, he doesn't have to be good. That's actually that's what kind of screws him.
That right field spot has to be good. I think that's a very important spot. It's gotta produce. So you gotta have Fowler or O'Neill come out of that spot and produce. And I think, you know, Bader has to follow up on a good rookie year. And of course they gotta stay healthy, so
that's right, man.
Yeah, anything? You got anything else besides the rotation?
That's it, man.
All righty. So we've talked enough shit on everything else. We're going to talk about the NL West,
man.
The darlings of the West are Luke's team, the Dodgers. They've won, what, 6, 7 divisions in a row?
6, I think, yeah.
Lost the World Series in back-to-back years, so maybe they're going to be their 3rd year in a row going there.
That's right, man. Third year.
The big dog burned the big hat.
You ready, Nick?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm ready. Yeah.
I got you some stuff.
Really? I like stuff. You need to help
all
me
right,
out here.
Here we go. Corey Seager.
I love
opening
him.
Day ready.
Love him, dude.
I love that.
His arm's coming back from Tommy John, but yeah, he hasn't really played much.
Manny, and he comes back.
He's the same player.
That's big.
Almost. I think he's going to be just as good as Manny. So I love Seager. I drafted him on my fantasy team. The first 2 years he played, he was awesome. He was an MVP candidate the first 2 years. Last year,
he won Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, he won Rookie of the Year with like 35 bombs.
MVP.
Yeah, awesome.
That's crazy.
I love him. I love Corey Seager. He's the better of the two Seagers.
That's right.
He's hopefully going to come back healthy for the Dodgers.
All right. Dodgers will start the season without Tony Cingrani. What is it?
Cingrani?
Yeah.
He's their lefty out of the
big
bullpen.
Big lefty.
Not a problem. They'll be fine. They
got a lot of lefties.
They got plenty of talent everywhere.
Relievers.
The Dodgers are just one of those clubs that are able to pull out whatever they
That's
want
right.
from their magic hat
out
of tricks.
There. Whatever but happens.
Cingrani will be good for him when he gets healthy.
When he gets back, yeah.
What else we got?
We got Dodgers picked up Joe Kelly. I like that a lot.
Awesome.
Because
jumping
if... Jansen's struggling. They can switch him, throw Kelly out to the end.
I like Joe Kelly. They're similar pitchers. Throw really hard. Both are gamers.
Yeah.
World Series champ Joe Kelly.
World Series champ Joe Kelly. So good for Joe Kelly.
Fighter Joe Kelly.
Come a long way. Come a long way from sitting out there on the first baseline during the 2013 NLCS.
Yeah,
the stare off. That's what it was. Yeah.
Who was the Dodgers?
They were playing the Dodgers.
Who was the Dodgers?
Well, I don't remember. Their backup catcher,
it was
maybe?
Slyke.
Oh,
the guy from Missouri or whatever.
Not Andy Van Slyke.
Scott.
Scott. Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
What else we got, Dodger
we
boy?
We got
Dodger boy, Dodger
Julio
Blue.
Julio Urias.
Yeah, Urias.
Yeah, he's been fire this spring.
He's been great, man.
Yeah.
I like him a lot. He's only, what, 20,
young,
21?
They're
got
young
the weird,
lefty. They're
weird
been trying
goggles.
To get going for a couple of years. He's been injured. He's been up and down.
He's really young.
He's 21.
He's super
Isn't
young.
This his third year?
He might not be 21, but he's younger than us. He's 23 and younger. So
Jesus.
Good stuff, dude. I'd be excited if I were Dodgers fans. Yeah. Kershaw's...
He's been looking good.
I think I just got an alert that said Kershaw is not going to be ready for opening day.
That's right. Clayton Kershaw does not look like he's going to be opening day. It's either going to be Rich Hill or Walker
Why
Buehler.
Wouldn't it be Buehler?
Buehler. Give it to Buehler.
Yeah.
Rich Hill's been good for him.
Yeah.
He's been great for him.
Turned his career around with him.
When healthy, that guy's been a stud. But he's not healthy. He's always got blister problems, which is another thing I'd be worried about if I was a Dodgers fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
AJ Pollock signed with the Dodgers.
That's a big one for him.
That's
a big
really
one for him.
From the Diamondbacks to the Dodgers.
Take the Diamondbacks, one of their best players, and put him on your team. Hopefully he can stay healthy. He has
he
not
a
been
home run the other day.
He's not been healthy for the past, what, 3 years?
Yeah,
he broke he had a huge breakout season a couple years ago, then broke his elbow 1 year, and he's kind of been up and down with that injuries ever since. So if he can stay healthy, if they can put him, you know, play 140 games with him, kind of keep him. Keep him healthy and not let him break. I think money signing for him.
Yeah.
I like him. I
like him too.
I love him, actually.
All right. And obviously, the Dodgers traded Kemp, Puig, Wood, and Farmer to the Reds. Besides that, they really didn't lose anyone. I mean, they lost Manny too. But
Manny, but you got Seager.
Not really core.
Seager's the core, so you're not worried about it. And then Puig losing the Wild Horse hurts Dodgers fans, but I'm pretty sure that...
Yeah, I think it helps the clubhouse.
He's
too much.
The team in general is just going to perform better, I think.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to have... Jock Peterson's going to be like, okay, I know I'm starting today. I know I don't have to deal with a fourth or fifth outfielder.
Puig's not going to threaten to beat me up.
Yeah, something like that. So I think clearing that space is going to be good for the guys like Jock. They got Jock Pollock... Bellinger's going to be first. No, Bellinger will be out there.
Outfield, yeah.
And then they got Verdugo, who's going to break camp with them, one of their top prospects. So, and Kemp and Puig gone, so you have...
Peterson, Tolles, Kiki.
Kiki, but he's, you know, super
Pollock
utility guy.
Verdugo. Yeah.
Vertigo.
Baby.
I forgot, Kike Hernandez is big on that team. Yeah. I think he's very, very important. He's going to be playing everywhere like he did last year. I think he plays second, short, third, first, anywhere you want him. Jock will be big, too. I think Jock needs to not hit 220.
They all need to, especially him and Bellinger, need to stay out of their slumps.
I think Bellinger's fine. Bellinger's, I think you know who Bellinger is. I think he's going to hit 260. He's going to hit you 30-plus bombs, which is great. I think, and then he's only 23, so he's got room to grow. He's got room to learn. So I think he is my most... exciting player when I think about the Dodgers, just because his rookie year he had 39 home runs.
Yeah,
and then last year people are like he wasn't as good as last year, or wasn't as good last year as his rookie year. He still had a great season last year.
He just slumped.
He had that
from
one
that World
really
Series
really
slump
long
slump with
yeah.
the Astros, and then just kind of
slumped
from there. Yeah,
but I think you kind of know what he is, and he's only got room to improve. So
yeah,
if I'm a Dodgers fan, I'm excited. You know who I'm afraid of if I'm the Dodgers though?
Let's hear it.
The Rockies.
The Rockies.
I'm so scared of the Rockies. I think the Rockies will soon, if not this year.
Went to 163 last year. We were talking about that.
The Rockies, if not this year, they will be the division winners next year. Mm-hmm. I might pick them for my division winners this year when we talk about it. But, you know, they're keeping their core. They got Arenado back on that big old contract.
Huge contract.
He's there for another 8 years. Trevor Story, unbelievable. One of the top, what do you think, 3 to 5 best shortstops in the game. And... MLB has so many good shortstops right now. Trevor Story's so good.
Yeah, he's a stud.
40 home runs, 20 stolen bases.
Just the power, man.
Yeah.
Crazy power.
He is.
Shortstop.
Hit an opposite field home run on this game.
Did he? The
yeah.
game we had on?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, he's got crazy power. And in Coors Field, it's only going to help him. So, like, the left side of their team, that's so good. The left side, short and third, locked down for hopefully another 3 or 4 years with them. Second base, I know they're either going with a prospect or a young minor league guy.
Yeah, that's what they're...
McMahon or Hampson.
Yep.
I think it's going to be McMahon.
Yeah.
First base is, what, Ian Desmond there?
They say Ian Desmond, but...
Who else is
they
listed?
They got McMahon as first, too.
Yeah, he's on there, too. But I think Ian Desmond, they signed him to a decent-signed contract 2 years ago.
He was
ago.
Playing outfield on this.
Yeah, they'll put him in the first base and outfield. I forget. I thought they had a real first baseman.
No. Oh, it was that Cardinal. I can't think
Reynolds?
Of his name. Yeah.
Yeah,
I
they re-signed him there. I remember that. So I think he'll be okay. He's just going to be depth, though. So they'll just put him at first or third or DH him when they go to American League ballparks. That outfield's still good. They have
Blackman.
Blackman, Dahl, and I can't think of the last guy. Who else is on there, Luke?
I'm not even going to give those a try, man. I'll let you try them.
Cuevas, Tauchman, and Tapia.
Sure.
I don't know. So I think, let me see this real quick. So I don't really, oh, Daniel Murphy's going to play first base for him.
Is it?
That's what it is. And then, yeah, so, and then they're going to put, so the outfield's going to be Ian Desmond, Blackman, and Dahl. And I know Caleb is kind of in love with David Dahl.
What?
I thought you liked the guy.
I like Dahl.
Yeah. You just seem to own him in the fantasy leagues I play with you.
Not this year.
Who got him this year?
I don't know. I got Blackman.
Blackman. You got to have a bit of that Rockies. That's good. Yeah. So I think Rockies will be great. Their pitching staff last year was good. Probably the best in Coors Field history. And I think this year it's more of the same. Kyle Freeman, Herman Marquez, Sensatella. Who else is on there? Chad Bettis. So
it's Freeland, right?
Kyle Freeland, yeah. What did I say? Yeah. Freeman?
I don't know.
He was a stud last year, though. He had a 2.85 ERA.
He was really good.
And pitched in half his games in Coors Field. It's amazing. I'm sure he'll regress for sure. I wouldn't be surprised if he had a 4 ERA this year, just because.
Coors.
So, good luck there. And they did last year. They went out and spent all that money on the bullpen, and it was bad. Wade Davis, Jake McGee.
Oof.
Soonwon Oh's on that team, and actually he pitched really well. He's found his stuff again. He had that first really good year with the Cardinals, and then the second year he was awful, and they sent him off to the Blue Jays, or he was signed with the Blue Jays, and now he's kind of figured it back out. And I like seeing Soonwon Oh pitch, dude. He's,
yeah, he is.
That slider's awesome, and he's just, he has no emotion, and it's funny. So I think if, you know, Davis goes down or something, he's going to be an anchor in that bullpen. And I think he is already an anchor, but being a closer, they have a really good bullpen. Just the three guys I name, Jake McGee, Wade Davis, and
Oh.
Awesome. That should be a 7-8-9 guys. They lost Ottavino. Kind of scary for him because he was one of the best pieces in there last year. So, but Rockies, they're not going to be really too worried if they're winning by, you know, 11-6 in the ninth inning. They're not going to be that worried because that's what
they got their closers.
When they're playing in that ballpark or even with that offense, they're going to be mashing runs and hitting home runs and scoring lots of runs a game. So, who's next? We got the Giants. Giants didn't do really anything. They're old. They have too much money on the books, and they're just getting worse. They don't. It looks like there's no end in sight for their bid.
Mad Bum getting traded.
I could see it. I think Mad Bum could definitely be gone on the trade deadline.
Talk of the town the past couple of years.
Aren't people scared of him?
Yeah, people are scared.
Mileage.
It's the same with Kershaw. Him and Kershaw are similar. They pitched so much innings in the past 8 years.
Yeah.
And Kershaw is, you're finally starting to see that wear and tear. But Mad Bum, he got in the motorcycle accident, or the dirt bike accident 2 years ago. And then last year, or was it this past year that he got in the dirt bike accident?
You know better than me.
I forget, but he missed half the season last year. So I think he'll be okay. He's only like 29, 30. So, and he got some time off last year. I think he's great. I think he's going to get a big contract at the end of the year from someone. And I do think he'll get traded. I think that'd be the right move for the Giants. They still got Posey playing catcher. They're probably going to move him to first base.
Because
that guy is too valuable to have him catch every day because his bat's so good. They still got, Joe Panic, Brandon Crawford, Evan Longoria.
Yeah. good old Pablo.
Longo, man.
Longo's still there. So, I mean, Brandon Belt's still there. But in their outfield, can you name anyone in the outfield?
No, you just got these three, Nick.
Three outfielders on their roster. Duggar, Ferguson, and Mac Williamson. Gross.
Mac Williamson's a prospect, correct?
No, he's been on that team forever, though. I'm pretty sure. How old is he? Check it out.
28.
Yeah, he's old. He's been there for a while.
Okay.
He's one of those guys that probably Bruce Bochy likes because he can put him anywhere, and he's a hustler. You know, like the David Ecksteins of the world.
Right.
And this is Bochy's last year, so I saved a tweet from someone. Bochy winced while discussing September roster expansion. He said that players like his kid that's their best chance to ever come up and play in the majors. Which I like that quote because the 40-man rosters, I think that's a great reason to have them. So some of these guys can
prospects,
just the guys who are never going to make the major league,
get a shot.
Play 10 games at the end of the year because you know you're either down by 8 games or 12 games or 15 games in division, so you're out of the race.
Right.
And so you can bring in these guys who have been in the minors for 6, 7, 8 years, putting in the time, working their asses off, let them finally get that major league payoff. Shot. Yeah, why not? And I think that's gonna suck. I really do think so. I hope that it doesn't hurt minor league players as bad, but I think it's going to be bad for all the guys who can get that chance to play a couple games. So, Next team, Padres. They made a huge, huge move.
The San Diego Dads.
They got Manny Machado for a 10-year, $300 million contract. Because it took so damn long for that market to heat up that they were the ones who won it somehow. Coming off of last year, I don't think they were great. They signed Hosmer, who had a career, terrible, terrible year last year. So they're going to have Hosmer there. They're going to have Francisco Mejia, young catcher from the Indians they got in the trade deadline last year, who could be really, really good. So they got a nice little core with that. With Mejia, Hosmer.
Kinsler's on
the second base. Yeah, I think he'll be good to kind of just plug a hole for a year or two. And then Fernando Tatis Jr. is on there. He's going to be playing shortstop or third base probably.
Will he play this year?
I think he'll get up later in the year.
I think it'll be
like
late.
Vlad.
I think Vlad will be up earlier than Tatis.
I think Vlad's going to be sooner than later. I think Tatis is going to be
one more
later.
Little year of seasoning. I think he'll probably be called up August, September.
Yeah.
But I think they have a good future on the left side. Machado's, what, 26? Yep. Tatis Jr. is like 20, so he'll be awesome for him. They have a glove man prospect named, I don't know what his first name is. Last name's Urias, I think. He's one of their better prospects. Luis Urias. He's a glove guy, so he's like, you might see some gold gloves out of the guy. We'll see how that goes. First base, Hosmer. Outfield, they got Manuel Margot, Myers. Renfro, Myers. He might play third this year.
Really?
No, that was last year. I'm sorry. But Renfro, Myers, Margot, Franmil Reyes, Frenchie Cordero. Those are all the guys I know.
Yeah. How do you know that, Nick?
I don't know why I know the Padres.
How do you know that?
You don't know Frenchie, Luke?
One of them is a big old bastard. He's like a big old... you're like, how's this dude playing outfield? Because I'm sure he can't track a fly ball further than 20 feet. But I could see him, being 81-81 this year, right around there, winning some games. But I don't really know anyone in their rotation. Their whole pitching staff I'm kind of confused on. We got Chris Paddock. He's a rookie. I don't know how that's going to go, but he's a highly touted rookie. We got Lucchesi. I don't know really.
Lucchesi, isn't it?
No, like there's
not. Star-wise, they're big names.
Their bullpen, their closer is Kirby Yates. I think he's been on that team for a while. He's gotten some good major league experience time. I think you'll see it come together, 2 years from now. I think they'll be able to make something out of nothing here. Well, it's not nothing anymore, but in 2 years, I think you could see the Padres.
Something going.
I think you could see the Dodgers kind of fall and the Padres and the Rockies kind of shoot to the top. But we'll see how that goes. I might be full of shit. Probably am. Always am, actually. So Padres, they signed two premier free agents the past 2 years, and I still don't really believe in them. They don't have much else. So unless Tatis Jr. comes up and lights up the world.
They got 10 prospects coming up in top 100.
They have so many prospects. Something. They'll probably make a lot of trades here soon, too, to kind of piece together a contender, hopefully, if you're a Padres fan. That's what you want. And then last but not least, the Diamondbacks. They are tearing it all apart, burning everything. Yep. Goldschmidt gone. Pollock gone. Daniel Descalzo gone. Who else is on that team? They're going to be probably the bottom in that division, I think.
Under the Giants.
Okay. They're going to be fighting for the bottom spot. You're right. I forgot the Giants are going to be shit.
Yeah. The top, bottom two.
Well, the thing is, I kind of believe in the Giants because it's Bochy's last year. Why not try to mess around and be good? I don't think it's going to happen. They have no one on their team.
No.
So, you're right.
He's going to have another year like last year.
Bad. Yeah. Pitiful. You're right.
Doing nothing.
Diamondbacks have, who do they have?
They got good old Granky still.
Granky with that big
giant contract.
That's why you can't get rid of it. Archie Bradley Jr. still there.
Mm-hmm. Avila.
Avila's
they got the good old Carson Kelly.
Carson Kelly. I heard they're going to have a three-man catcher rotation this year. Yeah, right? Yeah,
they got four on here.
Yeah, they're going to have a three-man catcher rotation, which is Carson Kelly. Good luck, dude.
Robbie
Ray's still good. They have a decent staff. I forget how good
Luke
it was.
Weaver.
Oh, they have all Luke Weaver.
Archie Bradley.
Yeah, he'll be a stud out of the closer spot, I think.
Good old
he's
Greg
awesome.
Holland.
Greg Holland had a really good bounce back after he left the Cardinals, so you're right. They're probably going to be a lot better than the Giants. Kettle Marte, he's going to be playing short and outfield for him. They have Adam Jones. They re-signed Adam. Are they signed
they
him?
They just signed him, yeah. David Peralta.
Jake Lamb's on that team.
Nick Ahmed. Wilmer Flores.
Wilmer, old crier. The old crier and Wilmer Flores.
Oh, my God. Don't do Wilmer traded. Like that, man.
No, I like Wilmer.
Eduardo Escobar.
Oh, he had a really good year last year. I forgot. He's probably going to be playing third base for him. They'll probably have him at third base, Lamb at first. Middle infield will probably be Amedin Marte. Adam Jones will definitely be out there in center. David Peralta.
They got Christian Walker. That's what they say is first. But
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
So they've still got talent. They just – getting rid of Goldschmidt sucks for them. It's their franchise player, one of the best players in Diamondbacks history. And he's probably going to get a huge pay raise.
They even got a good trade out of that.
I think they got enough talent out of it. I really do. Weavers, they have Weaver for 5 years, Kelly for six or something like that. And then they got
prospects.
Another guy, Andrew Young, I think a second base prospect. And then they got signing money. So I think for just Paul Goldschmidt, for a year of Goldschmidt, if that happens, that's good. Good for them. I think they did fine. They're kind of rebuilding on the fly. But it did seem, just getting rid of Goldschmidt, like they tore it all down because he was the centerpiece of that team. So I think it's just, it's going to be a couple rough years from the Diamondbacks once more. They had this little run of success, and now they're kind of back to being mediocre.
So. Yeah.
Sorry, Diamondbacks fans. What else? All right. I'll go Rockies because I want to oppose Luke.
Rockies.
We'll go Rockies, Dodgers, Padres, Diamondbacks, Giants.
Dodgers, Rockies, Padres, Diamondbacks, Giants.
All right.
So just a flip. Flip-flop.
Of course. It's the Dodgers to lose, and I think that
it was 163 last year.
The Rockies are, and they just got better. They got Daniel Murphy. They got a better, who's going to crush it in Coors Field, I think. Mm. And
the last time he crushed it was the Mets.
Yeah, you're right. He had a really good year with the Nationals. 1 year or two. I don't know, but I think that their offense is better. I just Dodgers have won six in a row, dude. They're gonna have to bend the knee eventually.
West Coast,
right?
Is the best coast.
Yeah, that's what you think.
What is this?
All right, we're at 51 minutes. You guys aren't gonna listen to this whole
Let's
thing.
Let's give you
so.
A little hot take or not hot take. Hot your take? Final.
Oh, thought final thought. So, Usher's album Confessions came out 15 years ago this Saturday. Look it up. It's good stuff.
That's your final thought?
Yeah, that was...
Oh, my God.
I ain't got nothing.
Shout out to Usher 15 years ago. Is that what just happened?
I've been jamming to the album lately. I've been jamming to the Usher album Confessions lately.
Jesus. All right, Nick.
Oh, man. Just go watch the video that comes out tomorrow. I don't know
what's the video?
The Love Dog.
The Love Dog's Love Game.
Oh, man.
You know who the Love Dog is? Give us a bark over there, Love Dog.
Oh, man. Jeez.
All right, spread the word.
Check it out. Spread it.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.